For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The University of Connecticut confirmed Friday that its men's basketball team is under NCAA investigation. The school is aware of the investigation and will seek counsel by an outside firm, but won't comment any further. It's not clear yet whether the program violated any recruiting rules. Nico Clary, a junior at UConn, says he's gone to 50 UConn men's and women's basketball games in the past few years.
I think any time that there's an investigation is bad for the university, but I think it comes at a worse time for Kevin Ollie, just because there's been so much speculation about what his future is here.
Ollie is UConn's coach. His first season was a wash because the team was ruled ineligible for postseason play by the NCAA. That's because of low combined academic scores for the team the previous year, when Jim Calhoun coached. Even though Ollie led the Huskies to its fourth national championship in 2014, they barely contended for one since then. Throughout last season, the team lost more games than it won. That hasn't happened in 30 years. Jay Billis is a college basketball analyst for ESPN. He believes the NCAA investigation process is a flawed system that's hard to understand, which is why universities look for help from the outside.
Oftentimes you'll see employees sacrificed before the altar of the NCAA in order to save the institution. So they have differing interests at times. That's why outside counsel can be helpful. And really, for coaches, having your own counsel can be really helpful.
Clary, a lifelong fan, thinks that no matter what happens, the fans should stand by the team.
I think that if something were to happen, yeah, it definitely would have a negative effect. But just going to this school, you still have to have some sort of school pride, so you have to stick with them.
Kevin Ollie is in the second year of a five-year deal. The men are in danger of missing out on the NCAA tournament for a second consecutive year. That hasn't happened in 30 years. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.